You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
He says, just call me Jack. He does not want his name attached to this. I love this letter. I've not heard of this happening before. He starts by saying, I've listened to your show since I was in high school, so about 12 years. And I laugh at all the letters you read from people. Never thought I'd write in, but I never thought this would happen to me. He writes, I drove to Omaha, Nebraska on Friday because that's where my girlfriend's parents live. I went there to ask them for her hand in marriage. That's very sweet, isn't it?
Aw.
Old-fashioned.
Truly, yeah.
He says, they've never been real warm toward me, but always polite and respectful. But when I sat down in their living room on Saturday morning and told them how much I loved their daughter and wanted to get their blessing for me to propose to her this summer, they said they figured that's why I was coming out and they'd had time to talk about it. Let me interject here. I guess it is a dead giveaway when your daughter's boyfriend, you know, 800 miles away or whatever, says, I need to come out and talk to you.
Yeah. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Yeah.
Yep.
He says, they said they thought it was nice that I drove out to ask, but that in all honesty, they could not give their blessing.
Uh-oh.
They said they'd never thought I was a good fit for their daughter and that they'd actually assumed we would break up. Her mom said, meaning his girlfriend's mom said, quote, getting married isn't something you do to try to grow up. You grow up first, and then you get married.
Rare.
He says, I was completely stunned and thanked them for their time and drove right back to Denver. I've spent a couple of days thinking about it and can't decide what to do now. If you ask for a woman's hand in marriage and they say no, should you still propose? He says, I see it as a lifetime of having her family completely hate me for ruining her life. I wish I'd never asked and just proposed. After listening to you guys for years, I actually need your advice. No name, please, or just call me Jack.
All right, Jack.
You heard of that before?
Poor Jack.
Have you heard of anybody asking parents
never.
For a blessing and the parents
never,
go,
ever.
Nope, we don't want you marrying her.
Sorry, dude, this isn't going to work. And, like, what do you do in that situation? That poor guy, he's sitting there probably just with his mouth open like, what just happened? They're laying the smackdown on me?
And I was trying to think about if the parents then called their daughter and told them, yeah, listen, Jack was here and asked to for a blessing, and we said no.
Oh, my God, Mom, but I love him. I would say you just still ask. You got to just still ask. If you know, I mean, it's an agreement between Jack and what's her name?
We don't have her name.
Tina. Jack and Tina. Or Diane.
We should just call her Jack
Diane.
And Diane. We'll do that.
It's going to be an agreement between Jack and Diane. If they know it's going to work, then
I can't keep a straight face if we keep calling them Jack and Diane.
Well, it's a little ditty.
Is anybody sucking on a chili dog in this story? I don't think so.
I don't know what to tell this guy. It's because you're so going to disrespect her parents. And then if you do propose and there is a wedding, are they going to even come? The next 10 years are going to be miserable if you do get married. The kids will never be good enough.
Here's the thing. I know knee-jerk reaction of probably all of our listeners is, oh, well, forget the parents. Just you go ahead and
it anyway.
You're marrying her, not them, and stuff like that. But even though that's your knee-jerk reaction, after I sat on this for a while and thought about it, I wondered if maybe he doesn't necessarily blow off the entire idea of proposing, but I wondered if maybe he should push it back.
Sure, like another year.
Six months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens in the next 6 months to a year. If her parents are saying, we thought for sure you guys were going to break up, that leads me to believe that they've talked to the daughter.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the parents said, we thought for sure you guys were going to break up.
So maybe the daughter's been complaining a little.
So maybe there's been stuff back and forth. And you remember, we always say, if you're going to propose, make sure you know what the answer is before you propose.
Yep. I kind of like that idea. Put it off. I don't know. I would be under the mentality of, I will show them, I will prove them wrong.
I know, but then you're just letting your pride step in, and it maybe, we're talking about a long-term commitment here.
That's all right. Prove them wrong. Make it last 20, 30 years. before you get a divorce.
20, 30 months.
Before you move on.
Stick it out for 36 months.
Yeah, show them.
Here's Jane on the phone. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
So what do you know about this?
Well, I'm actually a parent who told somebody no when they asked.
Whoa,
fantastic.
Jane.
Yeah. I was very explicit, though, about why I was saying no, and also said, hey, if you guys get these things corrected or you talk about this stuff, then I would give you my blessing. So I would encourage Jack. I know they said maybe, you know, that getting married isn't how you get mature, grow up, but maybe there's some specific advice they could give him about what they see that they think is not reasonable or isn't working for them that he could work on.
He's like, I need some bullet points here.
You know, and the thing is, no offense to Jack, and he says he's been listening for 12 or 13 years, but we probably didn't get the whole story. I mean,
there
has to be a reason why a parent, if the daughter is dating somebody for a long time and they want to get married, there has to be, like you said, Jane, specific reasons of what's going on. I think they're talking to the daughter, and I think she's saying some things that don't sit well with them.
She may be, although I can tell you my daughter was thrilled in this relationship and thought it was the best relationship ever. And as an outsider, I just didn't see that.
What were some of the things that you told them that needed to be changed?
I gotta know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just felt like they needed to spend some time talking about what they each wanted in a relationship and what their plans were for the future. I felt like that hadn't been done. They hadn't been dating very long. I wanted to see that, you know, they stuck together a little bit longer. Yeah. And just making sure that they were really analyzing how they were relating with each other in the relationship.
Seems pretty clinical.
Very. Like, how did you know that none of that was going on? Like, maybe they had talked about their future and they had it all laid out.
Right. I don't know that that's what's going on with Jack, but just maybe talking with the parents again, and I think would show some maturity if he called them back and said, hey, can you give me some specifics or things that you noticed? That's, and that may give him some insight into his relationship, too, that he needs to really look at.
I think that's a really good point. I think it would impress the parents if he didn't just turn tail and run. Mm-hmm. I think if he talked, that's a great suggestion. Thank you for calling and taking the time today.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Here's Karen. Good morning, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're so good. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I actually had this happen to a friend of mine. So he went out and asked his girlfriend's parents. They had been dating 7 years. And they said no, and their daughter agreed with them.
Oh, all right.
Well, why was she sticking it out for 7 years?
I know,
then?
It's an eternity.
I don't know. But her parents said that his job wasn't steady enough and that they couldn't support her like they wanted him to.
Well, geez.
But the fact that their daughter agreed with him, I mean, that's...
I know, but...
Why is she going out with him?
Exactly.
I don't know. I think it was better that they broke it off. But obviously, like, when you marry a woman, you marry into the family. So...
Yeah, you do.
You got to ask yourself. It's a package deal.
Karen, go have a great day. Thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you, guys.
I will tell you, I have a pretty good hunch that Nick Nack's dad...
said no?
No, I asked him. He said yes to me, but they probably didn't want her to marry me. Just a hunch. Pretty good hunch. I still think they don't like me.
If I had a daughter and you came to me...
Oh, stop.
No, wait a minute. Knowing you, because I've worked with you for a long time. No, I think I would be wholeheartedly in favor.
Would you?
Yeah, I think you're a good husband.
I am a really good husband. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got parts of you that are your real
quirky.
Tool.
Quirky.
You're a real tool about a lot of things.
So I'm totally in the camp of I'm going to show them. So we've had babies and everything.
Here's Trudy. Good morning, Trudy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, what do you want to say about this?
I think Jack needs to have a very good heart-to-heart with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think they need to talk about it because, you know, it's a lifelong commitment. And my family didn't like my husband. His family didn't like me. much about it anyway and been married 30 years.
Do they like you now?
Not so much, do
they? Oh, Trudy. What's wrong with you?
Most of them are deceased.
Oh, okay. You outlived most them. Of them are dead. You're like, ha!
You didn't kill them, did you?
No.
Right. You know, that's a good point, but, you know, let me...
I think they need to have that conversation. It needs to be up to them.
Yeah. Where do you see us in 10 years? That
I'm glad you called, Trudy. Thank you for being on the show. You have a fun day, okay?
You too.
Bye, Trudy.
You. Although... I don't think I would tell the girlfriend.
What
now,
happened?
If the parents call and tell her, but they might not, I don't think I would tell the girlfriend, and I'll tell you why. Because, A, I think that's just a private matter between Jack and the parents. But also, things might be fine, but this would plant some sort of seed in her mind like, well, wait a minute, why don't my parents like me? Maybe I need to reexamine this. When everything's fine, mm-hmm. but it needlessly plants some sort of negative seed, it could just be the parents have a problem with something, and Jack and his girlfriend are perfect
just
together.
Fine. They're happy.
So I don't know that I would necessarily... I like that first suggestion of going back to the parents and saying, what specifically do you not like, and can I do something about that?
And don't drive the whole way. Just call them. Or text them.
I think that's really mature, and it just keeps it as a private matter. And then later, when the parents finally, if they do, give their blessing, then after he marries the woman, mm-hmm. they can have a laugh about it.
Right,
you know, your parents first told me to get lost.
Well, look at us now.
Time for one more. It's Josh. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks very much.
So let's get a guy's opinion on this. What do you think?
Okay, I have 6 children. Let's throw that out there. And 2 of them are twin girls. The rest boys. And I've got a lot of time to think about this. My daughters are 10 and my oldest boy is 12. My youngest is 11 months old, you know? So the way that I look at it is... I'm not probably going to like the guy my daughter's with, but I care about her happiness, right? That's all I care about, is I want her to be happy. What right do I have to trample on that, you know? As far as this guy driving 800 miles, you know what kind of courage it takes to do that?
Right.
Yeah, a lot.
And then he drove that whole way by himself, thinking the whole time. His hands were sweating, and then he gets there, and he gets just denied, you know? And at that point in life, don't you think you've already should have been talking to somebody that is in your daughter's life and making suggestions?
Maybe, Josh, but hold on a second. You know what? I gotta put you on. You know, the thing about that is you say, you know, what right do you have? But I think it is a parent's right if you honestly, not just, oh, I just don't like the guy. But, I mean, if you have those specific reasons
mm-hmm.
or things, like what if... Like, what if the guy's a heroin addict or something?
Right,
you can't say, what right do I have? You have every
right to say no.
As a parent to look after your children. But just because you don't like the way he wears his hair,
right?
You know, that's a different matter. But if you have concrete, maybe it is the kind of thing where he can't hold on to a job for more than 30 days at a time.
Yeah, maybe he is a mess. But I feel like at some point there will be a middle ground where you maybe don't know 100% for sure if your daughter wants to marry this guy. So if he comes and asks you, it's going to happen to me if some guy asks me. Like, I wish I could do a timeout and then let me go talk with my daughter and be like, is this something that you want? Can I give my blessing? Like, I feel like he should have had a conversation with the daughter as well.
Well, then I think parents should have that conversation.
He needs a timeout.
Before, because even a parent knows when a guy is maybe ready to ask that. Because you don't want to spoil his surprise.
Yeah. What a mess. Well, you know what I say.
Break up.
Break up.
You always say break up.
Just break up, Jack. Move on. You'll find another lovely lady.
No, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say take that very first caller's advice. Talk to the parents. Find out specifically what's going on. See if it's the kind of thing where you can... Listen, we don't ever want to hear negative things about ourselves. Maybe the parents have pointed out some things to him that he needed to hear. Have we ever considered that?
Nope.
We'll try to consider it. Maybe they've got some good points that they made about him.
Yeah, maybe.
He could grow as a person from this.
He totally could. And I'm telling you, it feels so good to when you finally propose and it does work out to just stick it to the parents, knowing that you made it work. It feels really good. Speaking from experience.
It could be like Trudy, who outlived all the
right.
family.
Right. Don't worry. Her parents will be dead soon.
Oh.
That's what Trudy said. I didn't say that. Trudy said it.